In a crowded congressional hearing room today, some emotional testimony about the abuse of steroids in baseball. A half a dozen current and retired Major League ballplayers testified before a throng of cameras and members of the House Government Reform Committee. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Detractors of the hearing said it would be a circus, but it was more of a drama that played out on Capitol Hill today, complete with victims, villains, and heroes. Cast as the reluctant leading man, retired slugger Mark McGwire, who with co-star Sammy Sosa rekindled interest in baseball in their 1998 pursuit of the single-season home run record. Today, McGwire testified, at times tearfully, that steroid use was wrong, but he said he wasn't about to break any locker room confidence.
I will use whatever influence and popularity that I have to discourage young athletes from taking any drug that is not recommended by a doctor. What I will not do, however, is participate in naming names and implicating my friends and teammates.
At the opposite end of the witness table sat Jose Canseco, another retired slugger. Early in their careers, he and McGwire were teammates. In a book published in February, Canseco alleged he injected McGwire with steroids. Today, McGwire did not deny Canseco's stunning accusation, but he did denounce it.
Nor do I intend to dignify Mr. Canseco's book. It should be enough that you consider the source of the statements in the book, and that many inconsistencies and contradictions have already been raised.
Canseco didn't talk much about the numerous allegations in his book of steroid use by himself and other ballplayers. Instead, he blasted the committee for not giving him immunity so that he could tell all he knows.
Because of my fear of future prosecution for probation violations or other unrelated charges, I cannot be totally candid with this committee. And when appropriate, will invoke the protections offered me by the Fifth Amendment.
Other players Canseco named did deny the allegations. Baltimore Orioles star Rafael Palmeiro wagged his finger as he spoke.
Let me start by telling you this. I have never used steroids, period. I do not know how to say it any more clearly than that. Never. The reference to me in Mr. Canseco's book is absolutely false.
Sammy Sosa, also now with the Orioles, denied ever using an illegal performance-enhancing drug in a statement read by his lawyer. The panel also heard from parents, among them Denise Garibaldi, whose son Rob was a college baseball player. Mrs. Garibaldi said her son turned to steroids after coaches and scouts told him he had to get bigger if he wanted to play pro ball. She said those steroids eventually caused him bouts of depression, rage, and then suicide.
In his mind, he did what baseball players like Canseco has done and McGwire and Bonds are believed to have done. Rob fiercely argued, "I don't do drugs. I'm a ball player. This is what ball players do. If Bonds has to do it, then I must."
There's been no definitive link between steroids and suicide, but studies have shown they can cause mood swings, rage, and depression. Barry Bonds was not called to today's hearing because lawmakers felt his appearance would be too much of a distraction. In the final group to appear before the committee was Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who answered criticism from lawmakers that baseball's new policy of testing for steroids was too lenient.
Before I start, Mr. Chairman, let me clarify an issue that was raised yesterday. So that there is no misunderstanding from my perspective, I will suspend any player who tests positive for an illegal steroid. There will be no exception.
But lawmakers may still propose legislation toughening federal steroids laws. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
Baseball fans and spectators crowded the hearing room and hallways today to catch a glimpse of players who were on the hot seat. Those gathered brought along some strong views of their own.
It's not fair to all the professional athletes that don't do drugs, and then it's not fair to all the amateurs who don't do drugs as well.
I think that actually in the case of baseball, I mean, they have had a privileged position, and I think they've abused that position.
I have 16 high school students here for a government studies week. High school students are very impressionable, and if that's the way to succeed, unfortunately, then they maybe think that's the only way they can get ahead.
When you hear them that they're actually being brought to a committee to testify, it really puts a bad name on the sport. I don't know. I wish it wasn't the situation, but I'm glad it's being taken care of. Maybe baseball will get bigger in the long run.
It's Nick DiGiulio, Gary Adams, Linda Schilling, no relation to Kurt, and high school baseball player Evan Trant, all on hand at the hearing today.